Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This guy says he already hates her. Chris, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hey, Drew. I've been a Stern listener for years.
Me too.
And I appreciate how you got Wendy the Slow Adult in there. And, you know,
I didn't get her in there. I gave her her start in radio, for which, by the way, Richard Christie was extremely grateful. Sal thanked me as well. Jason Kaplan thanked me. J.D. Harmeyer. They all thanked me for getting Wendy into radio.
I understand, and I'm only bringing that up to show that, you know, for everyone who's saying you're trying to kiss his rear and whatnot, and you know, you already
no
have
one said that
track record of Seth said that you're just trying to get a job with Stern.
I'm not trying to get a job with anybody. I have a job for me. That's my job.
I understand that.
Thank you, Chris.
I understand that, but that's Seth said.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is my experience with Elisa Jordana is I find her annoying, aggravating, talentless, and, well, terrible as a human being and a talent, if you will.
Terrible as a human being is a very horrible thing to say.
Well, now I want to talk to her.
By the way, just so we know, we're speaking to a guy who threatened to punch me in the face in public. This guy, Chris.
This guy?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, he did.
No.
Yeah, he did. He said, if I ever see you in public, I'm going to come up to you and punch you in the face. Did you or did you not say that, Chris?
But I also called about a year and a half after that.
There's no but. You said that, and yet you're calling this girl trying to make it in this great big world of ours. You're saying that she is a terrible human being.
He took it back.
It's Take It Back Thursday.
It is Take It Back Thursday.
I did say that she's a terrible human being, and I say that because of either it's true or false, but the perception that
Seth
was portraying on the Stern Show with Benji is that she was just using him to get her
All right, enough about Stern. Chris, why did you want to punch Drew in the face?
Because I was calling him to tell him that I met him at the Derby Lane and I really enjoyed hanging out with him. And his first comment to me was, "Aren't you fat?"
Oh, come on, man.
I don't see that was germane to the conversation. It has nothing to do with anything. And
he's lying.
He's lying through his goddamn teeth.
Take it back.
I'll take back the goddamn. He's lying through his fat teeth. Lying.
Who, me?
Yes, you liar. It didn't go down like that. It wasn't like, I met you at Derby Lane. Oh, aren't you fat? You are misrepresenting the truth.
Please forgive me if I don't remember verbatim how a 3-minute conversation.
Show me on the fat doll where the radio guy touched you.
But I can tell you that's the gist of the conversation.
That's not the gist of the conversation.
All right, well, how did it go down with you, Drew?
The man called up to say, hey, we had this thing at Derby Lane, but we got into an argument over something.
At Derby Lane?
No, he on the phone.
But you hung out, though, and had a good time.
He had come to the poker tournaments that I was hosting on Saturday nights at Derby Lane, where I won $10,000 for a Royal Flush. Thank you very little. And I think something got snippy on the phone. His opinion on something rankled me, and we got into it.
You are a liar. Liar, Drew. Now I'm calling you a liar because I remember there was nothing other, and that's why I got mad because it didn't go back and forth. I simply said, "Hi, this is Chris. We met you. Oh, aren't you fat?
You are such a liar. You're a big fat liar. You are such a big fat liar, Chris. I can't believe you would say that.
Sorry, Drew. I'm going to remember a conversation I had with you much, much, much better than you're going to remember a conversation you had with me.
I remember every portly listener interaction that I have, Chubbs.
Well, I take it back now.
Take it back. Oh, snap. It looks like you might have to take it back. It's Take It Back Thursday.
Coming, Drew.
What?
I was cool about it, but now you definitely have an ass whooping coming.
Now, come on, Chris.
You played that over your threat.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was sillily playing.
It's not a threat, and I'm not saying I'm going to do it. I'm simply saying that you got an ass whooping coming.
I've had one coming for a long time.
Why is there a whooping coming?
I know. We're having some fun here on the radio. Why get all violent, dude? Hold on. Chris.
One of us is not having fun.
Chris.
I don't think he knows that you're kind of messing around.
I think he should. I mean, we're just having a good time here, bud. Now, I had to throw you on hold real quick to avoid the profanity-laced tirade that was coming out of your mouth. But
bully.
Chris, hold on one second. I'm not a bully, dude. We're having some fun here, man. If you took it seriously or took it personally, then I do apologize. But my good man.
Personally, are you kidding me? You call me an insult. You say something about me personally, and I'm supposed to not take it personally?
Yeah, that's right. You're You've been listening to this show.
If you think that there are people out there that you can say things to that aren't going to take it personally.
You shouldn't.
You're saying something very personal to me.
Chris, so don't use language like that. Don't use language like that. Please, that's insane that you would use language like that again after I just reprimanded you about that. For God's sake. Dude, relax. You've been listening to this show for a long time. Your elevated blood pressure is going to get the best of you. Take a moment.
You don't know a damn thing about my blood pressure, dude.
Take a moment.
You don't know shit.
Chris, come on, man. Listen, you can have passion and even rage towards Drew, but please don't cost us our jobs over it.
I caught myself the last time.
And we salute you for that.
I'm sorry.
Your restraint is admirable. Now, you should show the same restraint at a buffet table that you just showed on the radio program here. See, these are fun jokes. We're having some fun. We're poking each other in our chubby bellies.
You are a bully. You are a bully. You're exactly what we preach against the school. You are a goddamn bully, Drew Garabo.
Why do you listen to this show?
There's nothing else on. And you are occasionally entertaining. I enjoy talk radio. I've been listening to talk radio.
My man.
I moved here from Dallas where I used to listen to Russ Martin for years and years and years.
Russ Martin,
for
remember years. Me either.
Before the Bone ever thought about turning into a talk show or a talk station. I've been listening to the Stern for years, and I like talk. You are the only option at this time.
Thank
goodness you brought Seth and SBK.
I know.
They're
glad of that.
Great addition.
I know. That's why I brought him here. I didn't bring him here to suck.
Because you get to shut your mouth every once in a while and let someone else talk.
I know. It's enjoyable. I know. It's enjoyable. Well, I can still be a jerk, but at least they get to talk a little bit.
That's probably why your wife left you. You're just a jerk.
So now you're going to get mad at me, call me a bully? It doesn't affect me. It doesn't affect me.
It
doesn't affect me.
How does it feel?
It doesn't affect me.
You know what affects you? Your wife left you because you're an idiot.
No, that's not why. But anyway, if you choose to take it personally, my man, I apologize that you choose to take it there. I was having some fun with you.
Let me ask you an intelligent question. How do you think anybody's going to take it?
I don't know.
If you've met me in person and you say a comment about how I physically look,
right?
And you know that is exactly how I look,
right?
It's a personal statement. How am I not supposed to take it personally?
Well, you could take it many different ways. You could get to be personally insulted by it. You could choose to be offended by it. You could choose to be motivated by it to get on a treadmill and burn some calories like I do every day to avoid.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I did. I lost a ton of weight.
Why are you still sensitive then?
You don't know anything about me.
Why are you sensitive?
You know nothing about me.
I know that you lost weight. Doesn't it feel great?
Why does it make me mad? Because I don't like bullies, Drew. And that's what you are. You try to pick on people who you think are not as intellectually superior as you or who aren't as physically the same as you.
Physically the same.
You try to pick on people because you're mean. You're a mean person with mean spirit.
You did pick on Sweet Dar on Twitter, an older woman.
A fake granny. That's true.
So you know. That's what you do. You don't pick on. You're sitting here trying to kiss Elisa Giordano's butt because she's attractive. Even though she's no talent, she's been, for 2, 3, 4 years now trying to do something with the Stern Show, but they won't do anything with her because she's talentless.
Is that why?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. When you get the formerly chubby guy radio show, you get to book whatever guest you. I said formerly. He lost the weight. He's looking great now. He's down to 250.
Chris, don't tell me you lost the weight because of what Drew said to you.
Please tell me you lost the weight because of what I said to you.
No, I lost the weight because I needed to lose weight.
Well, congratulations.
Good.
Didn't it feel great to lose that weight? Like, what are you clocking in at these days?
I don't want to discuss any of that with you, Drew.
But you brought it. You brought it to the
talk about.
You brought it to the dinner table. You brought it to the table. Now we might as well feast upon what you brought, which is your weight loss. Congratulations. How much weight did you lose?
I lost 125 pounds.
Wow.
That is amazing, dude. All because of diet and exercise, or did you get the gastric bypass?
No exercise, just diet.
Just diet.
I divorced sugar, salt, and fat.
That'll do it. Did sugar, salt, and fat leave you because you were an idiot?
Oh, jeez.
I was just turning that back around, trying to make it playful. See, I'm trying to keep this playful.
Healthy, I see what you did there, but you try to personify the sugar, and it doesn't work.
Well, you can personify sugar. Decision. Oh, it can. The Pixar Corporation would disagree with that. They can personify anything. Listen, man, you're angry. I get it. You're mad. I'm sorry that you listen to a radio show.
I wasn't angry until you became an insultive prick. That's what makes me angry is when I put up with bullies in my life.
But then don't listen to the radio show. Chris,
listen.
I would whoop your ass.
Chris.
I'm telling you, Chris. I would whoop your ass. I don't put up with bullies. I just don't.
You know what I'm all about. You've been listening to this radio show for 4 years now.
Yeah, I do. You're a bully.
Then why listen? Why listen? Why contribute to my success?
We've already covered this. Now you are being redundant. Why listen? Because there's nothing else.
No, there are other options for you. You have podcasts.
There's no other options.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Only game in town.
Sorry, you're right. There is actually physically.
What's this guy doing here? I think it was this time 2 days ago.
Wait, I need to vote for another talk show. Let me know what other talk shows.
There are none. No, none.
What happened to Take It Back Thursday?
Hold on, Chris.
Maybe it's time to take it back. It's Take It Back Thursday.
I went with this.
It's a little bit more pacifying. Chris, may I walk back the fat comment that I made both today and 4 years ago on that fateful day when you simply called to express your opinion on something and I, out of the blue, said, hey, aren't you that fat guy from Derby Lane? That was insensitive of me then, and it's insensitive of me to mock your weight loss, and anything resembling weight to you now. Chris, won't you please accept my apology on this Take It Back Thursday?
See, the problem is, Drew, I don't actually believe you're sincere.
I'm not.
I think you're full of crap.
I am. So I am full of crap.
I won't accept your apology.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
I'll whoop your ass if I ever see you again. Well, I guarantee you that.
And there's that threat again, Chris, coming from 941-773, and Nikki has the rest of the number. So I don't know why you feel the need to take it there, Chris.
Because you are a piece of shoe that needs to be stepped on.
But you support me financially by listening to this radio program.
Me too. Keep listening.
And Seth and SBK.
I don't go to any of your sponsors.
Doesn't matter.
I'll tell you that.
Doesn't matter. You listen to this show. You contribute to my success, and I appreciate that very much. You can accuse me of being a bully.
I'm good tonight knowing that I can help Seth, I can help Nikki,
good.
And I can help SBK.
And by helping them, they help that you help me. By helping them, you help me.
Whatever.
And together... Everyone achieves
more.
How
does this go sideways after a party?
You're trying to get me mad. That's all you're
Chris, I don't want you to be mad. I want you to be the opposite. I want you to be the opposite of mad. I want you to realize.
I don't care what you want me to be because you're not responsible for my mental health. So
but you're allowing me into your head. You're allowing me to shorten your lifespan because you listen to a radio show that makes you angry. That seems silly to me. I'll give you the freedom not to listen anymore.
No, listen.
You have my permission to never listen to this radio program again.
No, stop.
Ever.
No.
Not anybody else.
My permission to drive your car right off the bridge and die in a fire.
Well, I won't
you
be
are
doing
an
that.
Awful human being.
I will not be doing that. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Fire would be put out by the water.
I will be driving home happy as a clam that I made money talking to you today, Chris.
I didn't say go into the water. I just said go over
okay,
a bridge.
I was just saying,
and just hang there suspended in midair as my car bursts into flames.
No, dummy. Not every bridge goes over water. Some bridges just go high.
He got me there.
Dumb person.
On my drive home, they do that because all the bridges that I drive over on my way home go over water.
Boy.
Bully.
I'll bet you $100 they don't.
Bully.
Oh, man.
You're a bully. Why do you call me
a bet?
Why would you call me a bully and then use name calling? Does that seem a bit hypocritical to you? And you put the hippo in hypocritical,
because,
by the way.
Because you made a comment about my weight.
Yep.
Which had nothing to do with anything.
So then the gloves are off and you can bully me?
I'm not bullying you.
I'm going to whip your ass if I ever see you again. That's not bullying?
Yeah.
You have to admit that's bullying.
No.
You claim not to like bullying, but really you don't like yourself.
I'm a bully hater.
You're a bully.
I'm a bully fighter.
You're a bully.
You fight bullies.
Just like early, you try to read my...
fat face?
Phone number off over the air.
Right.
Well, what's the point of that?
So that we have your phone number on record so that we can report a threat of physical violence to the police if we need to.
Good. You go ahead and do that.
No, I don't want to do that, Chris. I like you. I love you as a listener. I love you as a human being. I love that you contribute to my success as a radio broadcaster.
You put me in an asshole.
No, I can't do that. I'm me, dude. If you don't like it, don't listen to me. I'm going to do what I do.
Please listen.
I did stop listening to the.
No, you didn't.
Face.
You did not.
Yes, I did.
You did not.
Yeah, did.
You are my bitch. You can't stop listening. I've got you in my front pocket. You can't stop listening.
Baby, can I hold you tonight?
You know what he's doing in his car right now? Eating a sandwich.
Come on, he lost over 100 pounds.
You don't believe that, do you?
Why would he lie? What does he have to gain by lying about?
He lied about me calling him fat. He didn't lose 125 pounds.
I don't know that he could get that upset about a fake memory. I don't know, man.
I would agree with that.
Still fat.
But I got a tweet. Drew's answer every time someone asks him to take it back. That's not how it went down.
That is true. Kim, go ahead. It's Drew Garabo Live.
Hey, Drew, I'm glad you're laughing, Guy, and your whole team. You're all wonderful. That Chris is a real
fat guy?
Tiny wife. Yeah, and I bet you in his car right now, if he's lost over 100 pounds, his fudge is hanging over his protein. So he has got a lot of balls for talking to you and talking on the radio the way he is. You are wonderful. Your crew is wonderful.
Thank you.
And you know, that guy is a real piece of work. He needs help.
What? I'm sorry, what, Nikki?
This is Kim from 2 days ago.
Oh, yeah, that's why I played the growl.
Oh, I didn't hear it, sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I had to hang up.
This is the...
Yeah, that was the...
Oh, is she gone now?
Yeah.
Oh!
I think I hit the wrong button.
Oh, you're in a mood to fight today because we could have spent 15 minutes with her talking about what state park she hooked up in recently.
All we need now is a wishy-washy to call.
Benner wants me to give a list of all the shows available in this time slot.
Please don't. There are no other shows.
See, like, if you listen to something every day that... By the way, Chris is totally playing a role. Like, I mean... He's not really like that.
So are you.
Oh, I know. Believe me, I know. And I respect what he's doing. I respect the troll, but...
I don't think he was a troll, man. I felt like he was really hurt by what you said, and I felt like everything was real coming from him today.
I don't know who to believe here.
It wasn't real 5 years ago, and it's not real now.
Oh, I always
take... Wait, he's been holding on there for 5 years?
Yeah.
He's a good faker.
And he said the same thing 5 years ago, which is, if I ever see you, I'm going to punch you in the face.
The customer's always right here at Garabo's.
Damn.
We've had a lot of complaints about Mr. Garabo before, so we tend to always believe the customer.
Joining us right now on the phone, a man who has led the University of South Florida back into prominence this year, leading them into dominance. He has put together one heck of a reputable program. He is motivational, inspirational, sensational. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us once again to celebrate a brand new season of USF football, head coach Willie Taggart. Coach Taggart!
Willie! Hey, how you all doing?
Man, we're good. How's life treating you?
Life is treating me excellent. No complaints whatsoever. It's football season with the guys. We're out in the heat. We're still undefeated. Can't get any better than that.
A lot of players throwing up out there at practice, Coach?
No, our guys are training really well this off season and really grinding. You know, we're making it tough on them. We told them the first day, might as well embrace the suck because it was going to suck this training camp. And
no doubt.
Guys are working and they're not complaining and they're getting up every single day competing, trying to get better. So that's been a lot of fun, but that's the culture that we created here now.
Sure.
Coach, that's doing 2 or 3 a days.
Oh, man. Oof.
No, you can't do 3 a days.
Oh,
you can't go two a days in a row. So we've had a couple 2 a days. We have 1 a days, but we've been getting out there, though, and we try to get out there when it's really, really hot as well.
Coach, do you have any guys? I know that you probably recruit mostly from Florida and from the Southeast, but do you have any guys who came down from, like, Maine, North Dakota, or Alaska? And if so, do you have to sit those guys down and tell them that they're about to enter the most sweltering spot in the entire world?
No, we don't. I think when I first got here, we did. We had a couple guys, like, from New Jersey area. But now, I mean, majority of our guys are either from Florida or somewhere in the South and kind of accustomed to the heat.
Yeah, that's good to know. We are speaking with USF head football coach Willie Taggart. The first game is just around the corner, September 3rd at 7 o'clock. Get tickets at GoUSFBulls.com. They're playing Towson. My gosh, was it a long off season for you, coach, or did this just sneak up on you like as if out of the blue?
If you'd asked me this back in March or April, I would have said it's long. But now that we're here, it's come pretty quick, and training camp seemed like it was just blown by, and our kids start school next week. So it's here. You know, it's here. We're excited. Everyone's excited, really ready to get in the game week and go. I know our guys are probably tired of hitting each other, but we got to go another week getting after each other, and we're able to go out and compete against our opponents.
Coach, what are you telling the players? Because I'm sure that they're Googling the team, seeing there's very high expectations this year. What are you telling the team going into this year?
Don't let anyone pat you on your back. You know, make them shake your hand so you can see them in the eye and know what they're up to. You know, because you let them pat you on the back, they can do something secretive to you. You know, a lot of these guys pat you on the back and tell you how good you are. And this football team haven't done anything. You know, all the hype is off of what we did last year, you know.
Right.
But our players also understand this is why they came to USF, is to create these expectations. You know, our guys, you think about the Marlon Max and Quentin Flowers, they came here off of a 2-10 season. Mm-hmm. You know, and they wanted to change that perception and the expectation around here, and they all are starting to do it now and really excited about that. And so we're going to embrace the expectation, because those are expectations that we created and what we wanted, you know, and now we're going to go out each and every game and work really hard to live up to them.
Coach Taggart, a guy like Quentin Flowers, I've read in interviews, you said there were times when he struggled with his confidence a little bit. Do you think that leadership is something that you can teach a kid, or do you think that he has to have some element of leadership to his personality and it's up to a guy like you to find where it is and bring it to the surface?
I think you have to teach him. I mean, with everyone, we all learned somewhat. We just didn't grow and know things, you know. I think you got to teach them, and I think there's a lot of kids out there that want to be leaders, and they just don't know how, you know. And as a coach, you got to teach them. You got to teach them those times and allow them to do it, and not always do it for them.
Right.
You know? And then as once a young man realized how to do it, then he started to do it on his own. Confident to do it on his own.
Sure. We're speaking with USF head football coach Willie Taggart.
Willie, even though Drew Garabo, the host, just turned 47 years old, he was granted another year of eligibility by the NCAA in case you're looking for another, like, gunner for special teams or anything.
Awesome. We could use him for a play or two, I guess. I'm sure he can give us a couple plays.
Coach, I'll give you whatever. I'll run the wedge if you need me to. I will hurdle myself down that field and throw myself at these players. You have got me so motivated, I'd run through that door for you, Coach. That's all I know. You managed to get through the entire offseason with no public hiccups, with no social media screw-ups and none of that. How much of a relief is that for you as a mentor to these kids?
It's always great when that can happen. You know, there's always going to be some mistakes, and you try to set a culture to where you don't have a lot of them, and you don't have a lot of the major ones. You know, you have the ones that you can deal with, and like I always tell our guys, you mess up, you man up, you handle the consequences, and we move on. But we're going to do things the right way and do them like big-time college football players are supposed to do it.
Sure.
And when you don't do it, then there's consequences, and our guys know what the consequences are, and we're not going to feel sorry for anyone when they do those things. But I think we set a culture now that our guys understand how we're going to be around here, and our guys are living up to it, and it's a big reason why we're having a lot of success.
SBK, a question for USF head football coach Willie Taggart.
Yes, Coach Willie, I love the offense that you guys run, but have you ever thought about bringing back the wishbone?
We might bring some kind of element in there, but from the gun.
Okay, all right. I'm a wishbone fan.
Coach, last time we had you in the studio, you were talking, I think, that some of the players were trying to get you on Instagram. Have you ventured into the world of Instagram or Snapchat or anything like that?
No, I'm still old school. I'm still Twitter and Facebook. I just That's too much technology. I'm trying to coach. Don't worry about those things. I might get myself in trouble.
Well,
I'm trying to decrease drag. I'm trying to decrease drag in my life, so I don't need any drag.
Absolutely, dude. Get tickets at GoUSFBulls.com. It is USF versus Towson, September 3rd at 7, the home opener. You get great fan support. You're going to have a better start to the season this year than we did last year.
We got to go to that game.
I've now been to a USF game yet. I would love to attend my first one September 3rd at 7 and root on our favorite coach in the entire NCAA, Coach Willie Taggart. It's always great.
We got to make that happen now.
Dude, I'm
you
in.
You guys got to be there.
I'm
we
in.
We got to make that happen.
I'm in. Ever since you've been coming on our show, the USF football team has lost very few games. I feel like if we go in person, we're going to guarantee a 3-0 start this year as opposed to what happened last year. So we're going to talk to our people on our end, and we're going to – what do you think Willie can get us seats? You think Willie gets us on a 50-yard line?
I want to be right next to him, helping him call plays.
That's what you need, Willie. All right, Coach Taggart, take care of yourself. Go get some rest, man. Stay hydrated, and we'll see you September 3rd for the home opener against Towson. GoUSFBulls.com for tickets. Always great catching up, Willie.
Hey, I appreciate you guys, and go Bulls.
Go Bulls, my man. Go Bulls.
They're heading out to practice now.
Have a good day if you want to.
I'm glad you said 3-0 start and not 4-0 start.
Why, who'd they got in the fourth game?
Florida State.
Oh, damn.
Is that here this year?
Yes,
it is. Oh, wow.
727-579-1025 and 800.
Me and Gio.
771-1025.
Yeah, we should probably get tickets to that first game because we're not getting tickets to that Florida State game.
No. But, I mean, if we plant the seeds now.
Would you go to the game? Would you really go to the USF game?
Of course. I haven't been to a college football game since I went up to Notre Dame in 1991.
USF games are so much fun.
I'm in. I'll go.
Yeah, I think when we were on the Morning X together, somebody called in and saw Nikki at a USF game, and I guess she was so drunk and she was falling down the steps or something.
I was not. That's a lie. That is a lie. I don't fall downstairs. I might have been a little drunk, but it was fine. It was a good time. Because I was in the Heart of Thunder for so many years, I couldn't drink or have a tailgate or anything like that.
I'm sorry, the Heart of Thunder?
Heard of Thunder?
Yeah, I've heard of Thunder.
That's the USF marching band.
Wait, what's it called again?
Oh, I didn't know that.
What's it called?
Heard of Thunder.
Yes, I have. What's it called?
Okay.
What?
It's called the H.O.T., Garabo.
Hot. Yeah, it's hot. The hot band.
All right.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.